Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. This week, we offer Representative Matt Baker's comments from the House floor during debate on final passage of Marcellus Shale Impact Fee legislation, House Bill 1950. And now, Representative Baker.
This legislation provides greater local control and regulations aimed at improving quality of life of those living in the natural gas regions such as mine, as well as the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. This would create an impact fee on the natural gas drilling in the Marcellus and Utica Shale. The bill was adopted by the House following a comprehensive amendment that I was honored to introduce that addresses the need for greater local control and takes into account the issues many residents have raised regarding potential impacts on their quality of life. Essentially, this bill ensures strong and consistent environmental standards across the state that includes revisions to the Oil and Gas Act through additional well bonding, setbacks, drinking water protections, permit reviews, and new standards relating to lighting, noise, odor, security, etc. With my amendment and the help of the colleagues here on the floor of the House, we substantially raise the bar of what we can expect of natural gas operators. Pennsylvania has a long and distinguished history of regulating the oil and gas industry. The standards now outlined as contained in House Bill 1950 build upon that history and will make Pennsylvania a national leader in energy policy, production of natural gas, and perhaps even more importantly, job creation. House Bill 1950 would now give Pennsylvania counties the option of adopting an impact fee for drilling. If an impact fee is imposed, and it will be up to the counties as a local option, the legislation would direct 75% of the money collected to counties and municipalities impacted by drilling and 25% to the Commonwealth. Counties and municipalities have that option to use funds to address a variety of drilling impacts, including preservation and reclamation of water supplies, improvements of local roads and bridges, construction and repair of water and sewer systems, delivery of social services, including domestic relations and drug and alcohol treatment, local tax reduction. They can use that local impact fee, let me repeat this, to help with local tax reduction as well. Also, it will help with local affordable housing needs, and it even assists the local areas in the county conservation districts. The Commonwealth share would be used for emergency response planning, training and other activities, storm water and water system construction and repair, and infrastructure maintenance and repair, and many additional dollars for growing greener. House Bill 1950 would also direct money collected from rents and royalties from oil and gas leases of any land owned by the Commonwealth to initiatives such as the Environmental Stewardship Fund and the Hazardous Sites Cleanup Fund. In my area, in the northern tier of Pennsylvania, Bradford and Tioga counties, as many of you know, we are at the epicenter of this industry. The northern tier, central Pennsylvania, we have well over 1,000 wells that have already been produced. This is very, very important to our area that we have these changes in this law, and it's very important to the residents who live in that area that the local communities have a measurable amount of control over whether fees are established and how much money from those fees are used for their needs. It was also very important in the bill to make sure that there's a balance between job creation and growth of businesses, along with environmental protections and industry oversight. Although some compromise may need to be additionally negotiated before we have a final agreed to bill between the Senate and the governor's office, this bill provides a great foundation from which to work. The compromise amendment that was passed yesterday has the strong support of the Pennsylvania Association of Township Supervisors, the County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania, and the Pennsylvania State Association of Boroughs. And just recently, Growing Greener is supporting this legislation and have said, quote unquote, in their letter, they are saying a vote against this bill is a vote against Growing Greener. Additionally, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to just speak a little bit more about the impact of this industry to my district. As you know, it is one of the areas in which the most activity is being conducted. The gas industry is having a transformative impact in my area. Heretofore, my area has been pretty much an extremely rural area that was economically depressed. It had always had an unemployment rate higher than the state and national averages. It is now an area that has created thousands of new jobs. Unemployment rates are below the state and national averages. It is an economically revitalized area. Thousands of new jobs have been created. Help wanted signs are ubiquitous throughout my legislative district. It has infused great economic development, capital investment, and additional opportunities for commerce. Mr. Speaker, it's my understanding that within 10 years, this industry, the natural gas industry, will create upwards of 212,000 new jobs in Pennsylvania. They're not asking for bailouts, they're not asking for loans, they're not asking for grants. They just want to continue to grow and do it in an environmentally sensitive way. The value-added economic output is estimated to be $12 billion here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. State and local income tax impact thus far is approximately $1.2 billion. And what's very, very interesting is the nexus between energy costs for electric and gas consumers. The savings there in the Commonwealth, according to one of the public utility commissioners recently, suggested in a forum that consumers in Pennsylvania have saved $16 billion since 2008 due to the soft natural gas prices that are around $3.50. We've saved $11 billion on electric rates and $5 billion on gas utility rates. And $400 million has already been invested in the repair and maintenance of our roads. And when you talk to the local government individuals, they will tell you the roads are better once the gas industry has repaired them. The base is deeper. The roads are wider. So for the most part, they're doing a great job, and our local elected officials are very happy with that. Ladies and gentlemen, this industry produces the cleanest and lowest carbon-based energy that America has. We are blessed in Pennsylvania to have an abundance of this energy that will meet our citizens' demands for both Pennsylvania and our nation. Job creation, economic development, infusion of billions of dollars of capital investment, tax revenues generated, and the substantial environmental protection measures combined with local impact fees to address local needs give us an opportunity to add value to our Commonwealth and remain competitive both domestically and globally. My goodness, each well is a capital investment of $5 to $7 million. Each mile of pipeline is an investment of approximately $1 million. When you talk with the chambers of commerce, the retailers, the wholesalers, in my area, they're reporting record levels of economic activity. We need to encourage this. What other sector in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is growing and giving such value-added quality of life changes to our workers, our family-sustaining jobs that average anywhere, depending on the job, between $60,000 and $82,000 a year? It's amazing. Mr. Speaker, this is compromise legislation that allows us to continue and grow upon our need for energy, jobs, and environmental protection. And I ask kindly for the members to support House Bill 1950. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
This has been Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker, of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties.